is What's on Your Mind? We ask the question because we want to know. It's up to you to tell us. 800-228-0550. The Northern Plains' number one talk show where you get a chance to sound off each and every day. I'm Scott Hinnan. Normally here day in and day out with Steve Bakken, facilitating your phone calls and chatting with the guests and enjoying thoroughly a grand conversation with some good old-fashioned Heartland common sense. Steve actually is in Denver today. There is a Bakken Oil Summit there, and Steve is one of the MCs, panel moderators, and at this very hour, he's actually moderating a panel for a good chunk of this hour, so you've got me. And Representative Mike Nathy, who will be here later on this hour, and in the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments as well on the program at 800-228-0550. So sound off. Get that off your chest. Let us know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550. And the emails, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. As I mentioned, Mike Nathy will be here, chair of the House Education Committee, Republican from Bismarck. He is making the case that in funding nearly $1 billion in property tax relief in the legislative session of 2013, he and his fellow legislators have done their part to reduce your local property tax bill. And now, the ball is in the court of local elected officials to do their part, hold the line on spending, as well as property tax increases to rising home values. And reminds us, hey, the state doesn't set property taxes, doesn't collect them. State does not spend property taxes. The power over the local property tax is cities, counties, school districts, townships, and schools. But the state can allocate money to buy down local property taxes by providing these governments with more state money. That's what they did. So I'm kind of curious, and we're going to talk to Mike Nathy about this, what you're doing to ensure that happens, if anything. I hope you're not just waiting for it to happen. I hope you're actually showing up at a school board meeting or a city council meeting and engaging in these discussions, especially at budget time, to be able to go to work on this. We had some Bismarck City officials on recently who were being proactive in reducing the mill levy, and I'm scouring the news headlines of the papers around the state, not seeing a lot of that, but I would imagine you want that. If I had to ask a question of the most pocketbook pain that comes for any North Dakotan, the vast majority of you would answer property taxes. It's a constant thorn. So now that the state legislature has done what they've done, this really is up to the locals. Are you chatting with them? Are you letting them know? We're going to talk to Mike Nathy about that. And do you agree with Mike Nathy? They've done their part. Now it's up to the locals. Is he right? There's always this back and forth between, you know, the state government and local officials at the political subdivisions on the finger pointing. You got a dog in that fight or a side you've taken on that? You let us know. I read the Bismarck Tribune editorial yesterday talking about the good work the North Dakota National Guard has done, everything from deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan and Eastern Europe and all the hot spots. And how the Guard steps up repeatedly to do their duty, picked up the slack for a stretched full-time U.S. military, obviously do a lot of things around the state as well. And now 600 full-time military technicians in the North Dakota National Guard will lose 11 days of pay, 20% reduction in income, while armed forces members active duty are exempt. How's that for fair? By the way, you know why it's happening? That famous word, sequestration. Yes. I hate that word, quite honestly. Sequestration. Sequestration translates into forced belt tightening. And it is a result of dysfunction in government. Because they couldn't get a deal going. Now, I see another news story, one of the Forum newspapers, that the chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, former member of the House Armed Services Committee, says House Republicans are to blame for this and singled out Congressman Kevin Cramer among them for their pursuit of extremism that led to week one of the most catastrophic and dysfunctional chaos from Republicans. Kevin Cramer fired back saying, hey, wait a minute here. The Obama administration's not controlled spending, which is causing this problem. The administration has decided to spread the cuts out, then prioritize at the bottom of the list. They want you to feel the pain. So who's right in that little battle between those two? Let us know what you think there. And the sad, we had a lot of calls about this yesterday and a few last hour as well. Sad state of affairs that remain in the aftermath of the jury verdict. Six peers of George Zimmerman saying not guilty continues to be appalling, jaw-dropping. A couple of the worst of the worst of this jogger that was beaten. Did you hear this story? They're still investigating this. But he says he was attacked in retaliation for the Zimmerman verdict. It's a white jogger jogging alongside a road when three black men abducted and beat him in Mississippi. The police chief there says the alleged victim, who was white, was jogging along Highway 51 when he said the suspects pulled over, ordered him to get inside their car. One of them asked, did you know that who Trayvon Martin was? And at that point, they attacked him and said, this is for Trayvon. In Baltimore, a group of blacks beat a Hispanic man, saying, same thing, this is for Trayvon. Rally shutting down a major intersection in Newark. Al Sharpton is planning a protest in 100 cities. What's your reaction to all this? Ted Nugent, a little breath of fresh air, amidst all those awful headlines and protesters storming Walmarts and all the craziness that's going on, says this vindicates citizen patrols and self-defense. This represents the purest form of self-defense, says Mr. Nugent. Here's the lesson for all this, America. Teach your children to not attack people for no good reason whatsoever. Conduct yourself in a responsible, civil manner, and everything will be just fine. Try to kill someone, and that someone just may be exercising his or her Second Amendment rights, and you could get shot. It's called self-defense, and it's the oldest, strongest, and most righteous instinct and God-given right known to man. He also said the only racism on that night was perpetrated by Trayvon Martin. And everybody knows it. Brought up something a lot of our listeners have brought up, that black-on-black killings in Chicago, he says, in a weekend. Blacks kill more blacks in a weekend in Chicago than the evil, vile Ku Klux Klan idiots did 50 years ago, in 50 years. Truly earth-shattering insane, and not a peep from President Obama or Eric Holder, which is tragic. Martin Luther King is rolling over in his grave that he sacrificed his life for the cause of judging people by the content of their character instead of the color of their skin, as so many of his own race carry on in a self-destructive behavior while professional race mongers blame everything on racism. It's painful and heartbreaking to say and write this, but horrifically it's true. You agree with Ted Nugent? Has he got it right? A couple of the news headlines we're following, and let's get to some calls here at 800-228-0550. Craig in Fargo.
Good morning, Scott.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
These stories you're reading about these beatings and abductions taking place, you know, Eric Holder is going to be pretty busy this week. He's not going to have time to worry about the Trayvon Martin thing. He's going to have to go after these guys. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe not, though, huh?
I'm not holding my breath, Craig.
That's the sad thing about it. When the New Black Panther Party puts out rewards for the death of Zimmerman, nothing's done. When they stand in front of polling booths with billy clubs, nothing's done. This Justice Department under Eric Holder is a farce.
And the mob mentality now that led to the charges in the first place, remember that, now are going into the Justice Department with all this pressure and, you know, petitions for civil rights charges.
They're not going to be happy until many people are killed. I don't get it.
The family, George Zimmerman and George Zimmerman's parents, now in hiding. Can you believe this? This is crazy. Craig, appreciate the call. 800-228-0550 with your take on these headlines on What's on Your Mind. Don't touch that now.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Edgewood Vista will soon have three locations in Bismarck, Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living building will be completed this fall at the end of Mackenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Gold. If you listen to the radio, watch TV, or surf the net, you're hearing about gold. Eventually you will ask yourself, is gold right for me? The answer might surprise you. We protect ourselves and our families from many things. Do you have medical insurance? Is your home insured? Do you carry life insurance? How about financial insurance? If you own gold, then the answer is yes. If you don't own gold, the question is, why don't you have financial insurance? We put our faith in things we trust. Do you trust the dollar? Do you trust the economy? Do you trust the government? Gold has always been something you can trust. For thousands of years, people have put their faith in gold. Where will you put your faith? Now is the time to protect yourself and your family. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242. And ask for Jim Parker. Let me help you get started today. 1-800-686-2237, extension 242.
Not sure if you've been following this dispute in the Senate. Harry Reid has been threatening to go nuclear and change the rules of the Senate on ending the filibuster for nominees. They've evidently reached some tentative deal to avert that now, in which the president would have to pull back two of his nominees to the National Labor Relations Board, but would get votes on five other nominees, the EPA head, which is a scary one, Gina McCarthy, a labor secretary, and also the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. That news breaking this morning as we go. Let's get back to the phones at 800-228-0550. Steve Bakken is at the Bakken Oil Conference in Denver today and in the middle of a panel right now. So you got yours truly here and your calls. Leon in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Leon.
Hey, Scott. Hey, Steve. I just want to say I thought that Ted Nugent's comments were spot on, as are yours. And I think that we missed a opportunity. And when I say we, I mean us as African Americans, we missed an important teachable moment here. We, instead of the race baiting that is going on now, we could teach our kids, one, that if you look a certain way and act a certain way, don't be surprised if people judge you according to what you look like and you are acting like. And if you are not responsible for your actions, they can very well come back to bite you in the butt. That should be the message. It shouldn't be a message of, you know, a black person's life isn't worth as much as whatever or anything to that. What I believe happened is Zimmerman and Trayvon were in a crappy situation. They exasperated that crappy situation by not making the best choices. That's the case. It's not a racial case. It's not a bigotry case. That's the case.
Two people, bad decisions, sadly, tragically, one of them dead. But not, hey,
right.
that's a black kid in my neighborhood, so I'm going to go gun him down. You know, and the facts support that. Obviously, the jury does as well. I'm curious what you think. The NAACP is meeting right there in Central Florida. I have no doubt that's not a coincidence. And they obviously didn't know that verdict would come in, but anyway, this is all working out to their benefit. Benjamin Jealous, the president, said that the verdict in the George Zimmerman case is a sign that African Americans face times of great peril.
Yeah, in Chicago, and from their own brothers and sisters, if you will. The thing is this, if we really want to look at the statistics, we really want to know what is one of the biggest causes of harm for an African-American youth. There is cause one and two. Cause one is Planned Parenthood, 1,800 Trayvon Martins a day in America is what we are killing in terms of abortion. And then you look at, Ted Nugent was right. One weekend, July 4th weekend, what was there like, I forget, anywhere from 20 to maybe as many as 40 black youth killed in Chicago. And the Klan killed how many? I mean, those are the issues we need to be addressing, not drumming up this fake vitriol about, you know, the white man or, you know, oppressive America killing off young black men. No, we need to turn that finger back on us and say, hey, we need to do something. I would love to see Eric Holder come out, him and Obama, at this NAACP meeting or rally and just say, hey, guys, we got to do something. We are killing us. That's the message that they need to send. I would support that.
Leon, thanks for the call. Breath of fresh air to hear your comments. Peter in South Dakota, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Peter.
Yes, I agree with what Ted Nugent had said wholeheartedly, and I feel that the Obama administration, I think racism is at an all-time high with this administration, and I think our elected officials need to draw the line and need to do something about it. And yes, Chicago, there's been a lot of killings. I was born and raised in Gary, Indiana, and that's been ongoing since I was a child back in the 70s. And it needs to be addressed, and it's our elected officials that need to draw the line and do something about it. We put them in office to make America safe. Martin Luther King fought for civil rights, and I think we have taken thousands of steps backwards through the years. And that's all I've got to say. God bless America. We need to do something about it.
Peter, thanks for the call. Ron and Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Ron.
Thanks. Could you repeat Ted Nugent's comments for us? And to put things into perspective, my daughter toured UND last weekend. Her tour guide grew up in Cleveland, and she was telling a story that when she first heard fireworks on the 4th of July in Grand Forks, she hit the deck because she thought it was a drive-by shooting. So things are way out of whack. Could you repeat Ted Nugent's comments? Thank you.
What part of his comments did you want me to repeat? I mean, I've kind of
heard any of it, just an outline of it, if you will.
Oh, okay. Well, I kind of meandered through his op-ed, but the bottom line, he said the only racism on that night was perpetrated by Trayvon Martin, and everybody knows it. Here's the lesson from all this, America. Teach your children to not attack people for no good reason whatsoever. Conduct yourself in a responsible, civil manner, and everything will be just fine. Try to kill someone, and that someone just may be exercising his or her Second Amendment rights, and you could get shot. It's called self-defense, and it's the oldest, strongest, and most righteous instinct and God-given right known to man. He talked about that as well as obviously the tragedy of what happens all the time in Chicago. Appreciate the call, Ron. Thank you. Ed, Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yes.
Hi, Ed,
I'm
go
a
ahead.
Retired firefighter. I'm a retired firefighter, and I made the statement, I have a dream in a fire station. And one of my fellow firefighter brothers, Black, said, you can't say that. I said, yes, I can. I have a dream to be equal because the brothers and Hispanics are promoted over the white guys because they wanted to be equal, the equal playing field. That wasn't what was happening. But I have no problem with my brothers in uniform being brothers. Doesn't matter. But you put them out on the street, and, yeah, I will walk around a black person, and so will another black person walk around. And I work with a bunch of guys that say the same thing. I work in South Central. You cannot trust anybody in South Central. And the black guys don't trust the black guys either.
South Central, you're talking Chicago.
South Central, L.A.
L.A.?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. So this is an L.A. thing. This is a Chicago thing. It's these metro cities.
Yes. Yes. Anytime you take safety away from the citizen, meaning Second Amendment, you're giving the criminal absolute control over everybody else. You're a victim already.
2011 FBI statistics of the 2,695 murders in which the victim was black, 91% were committed by people of the same race.
Yep.
Whites and white Hispanics.
A bunch of them.
Whites and white Hispanics were the perpetrator in only 7% of those cases. Ed, thanks for sharing your experiences as a firefighter in those cities. Appreciate it. All right. Property taxes. What the state's done about it, what the localities, schools, cities and counties need to do about it. Our focus next with Mike Nathy. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson has a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We are back on What's On Your Mind. This half hour of the program brought to you by the Bakken Field Tours. Still dates to take in the events of the Bakken Field Tours. There's one actually today happening in Williston. There's one Thursday through Dickinson. And then another August 21st in Williston. As a matter of fact, so getting to be your last chance to sign up for one of these Bakken Field Tours. What is a Bakken Field Tour? Well, it's a briefing where you go through energy development history and an overview on things that are happening, energy services and operating areas and community infrastructure and housing and commercial development. There's an actual tour experience. It's really the best way to experience the Bakken firsthand. Give you a comprehensive presentation, help you understand the background of the Williston Basin and energy operations and the economic landscape. And on the tour, you see and feel the sheer volume and velocity of activity throughout the basin. See energy development activities up close and the oil and gas infrastructure and the commercial and residential construction, economic development activities, community and infrastructure impacts, crew camp tour. If you say, hey, Scott, who ought to attend that? Well, business leaders exploring the area, energy sector investors, real estate developers, investors, community leaders, financial industry participants, anyone that really wants to better understand the Bakken. So if you'd like to attend the briefing, one of two left, Dickinson on the 18th of July, that's Thursday, or Williston on August 21st. For more information on the rates and get registered, call 701-577-1100. 701-577-1100 or go to BakkenFieldTour.com. Let me get Jerry and Pemba in here, and then we're going to bring in our guest on What's On Your Mind. But Jerry, left over from last segment, want to get you in here. Thanks for waiting, Jerry. What's on your mind?
Yes. All of this squarely rests on the Attorney General's shoulders. Now, this was reported last Thursday on Fox. He originally had a couple of buses with protesters through the Department of Justice, take the protesters down to protest at Sanford to get the trial going. And now, all at once, he knew full good and well that they didn't stand a chance for second-degree murder. But this gives the chance for the race riots to get going and eventually the overthrow of our government. How are they going to do this? Very simply put, once the riots start, and the people have to bring the guns out to protect themselves. Then they bring in people like the 15,000 troops that FEMA had, declare martial law. You bring those 15,000 Russian troops in, go to town, disarm the people. What do you got? Nothing more than a communist country overthrown by Obama, a person that doesn't even have a legal birth certificate.
Well, Jerry, fortunately, the scenario you've laid out looks pretty far-fetched at this point. I mean, if somebody was expecting that, I think that would have started in mass on Saturday night after the verdict.
No, but here's the thing of it. The Attorney General started this thing. He was the one that got the trial going to begin with.
I agree, but the point is, I don't think it's worked. If you correctly have assigned motives to him, and look, I'm no fan of Eric Holder, and he has stirred the pot on this. It'll be interesting to see what they do now on the civil rights charges. But It hasn't worked to this point. I'm saying if it was going to under that scenario, I think it would have been there already. But I appreciate your comments. We're going to keep rolling. Jerry, thank you. Jerry in Pembina, North Dakota. Our next guest is the chairman of the House Education Committee. He is a House representative from Bismarck, North Dakota. And we're here to talk a little bit about a thorn in everyone's side, property taxes, which are too high, and what the legislature has done, and his call to say, okay, local government, it's up to you now. Mike Nathy's with us. Representative Nathy, nice to have you on the program. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Pretty good. Thanks for having me on today.
You bet. We saw a letter to the editor that you'd written in a number of papers and wanted to follow up a little bit on this. It looks to me like you're putting the onus on the local folks here that that run the school districts and townships and park districts and cities and counties. To date, it's been a few months now since this legislature wrapped up and passed this work. To date, are you happy with the progress? I mean, is enough being done at the local level?
Well, I think in the past, I guess one of my frustrations as a legislator was the property tax that the state had given was sent to the local governments only to see it being watered down in some areas of the state, and that was my frustration and really the basis for my letter. When we came out of the session, I had a lot of constituents come up and say, I hope you guys are going to give us some serious property tax relief here. And I just wanted to write the letter and kind of spell it out clearly that we have done our job. It is now, like as you say, the onus is back on the local governments. And the people of North Dakota should now pay attention to see what's happening with the spending with the local governments. And if they're not happy with the tax relief or with this, how the local governments are managing the tax relief, then they need to start holding these people accountable. And give them a call, hold them accountable at the ballot box, much like the lawmakers are, and see what they can do. I mean, what we passed out was a 40% reduction in property taxes. If the state were to back out of property taxes today and not fund property taxes for the next biennium, you'd see a 40% jump in your property taxes. So we stepped up, put a large amount of money towards property taxes, and now the ball is in their court. And if the state governments decide to backfill some of this stuff, there was two bills that contributed to property tax relief. One was the K-12 funding, and the other was Senate Bill 2036, which gives a 12% reduction off the bottom line of your property tax right from the get-go. If we see some of the local governments turn around and say, well, they're going to give a 12% reduction, we're going to go ahead and just lower our valuations to 12% to make up for that and backfill it, then it's no good. Then that property tax will not see it. If a local community should see their property tax get eaten away, say, by a bond, and here in Bismarck, they passed an $80 million plus school bond that will eat away a lot of the property tax that the state's done. But that's been approved by the voters. The voters have asked for it, and I do not have a problem with that part. So I just wanted to point out that in the letter that the state has done its job, and that we need to hold the local government officials accountable.
You mentioned the K-12 funding formula. The state now funds about 80% of the school district's budget, with the $1 billion appropriated for school operations and $600 plus million in state-funded property tax relief for schools. What are the mechanisms in place there that would restrict, you know, the value increases that eats up some of that saving?
Well, with the K-12 funding, does not address any of the valuation increases, and that was a big point of discussion on the floor in the last final days of the session. What the K-12 funding does, as you say, the state will now pay close to 80% of education, and that was education funding. In regards to the valuation increases, the local governments can lower those increases. Burley County, for example, saw property values increase 14%. Now, they just got a 14% increase in their revenue, and that's with existing property, not counting the new properties that are coming on the rolls. Plus, they've also seen increases in their city sales taxes, increase in state aid distribution, which is a state sales tax that is distributed to the cities statewide. So they could offset that 14% valuation by lowering those valuations, say, to whatever number that they see fit. And so they do not have to pass that valuation on. So, but to get back to your question, the K-12 funding did not address that, because quite honestly, the K-12 funding is a K-12 funding bill that resulted in property tax savings.
Mike Monpleasure is the county auditor in Cass County, and he had written a letter of response to your letter in the forum on this particular issue. And he talks about the 40% savings figure being off of the 2008 tax statement and saying many folks don't remember what they paid.
I guess we're disagreeing on that. You know, when we first started this, it was a 15% reduction of property taxes in the 09 session. When we got to the 11th session, we have to, in order to keep that program going, we spent another 15% plus a factor for inflation. And we get to this next session, and we spent $850 million to keep that program going, plus to give additional tax relief. So when he's talking, as far as I understand him, in the property tax relief game, there is new money and old money. The old money is the money that we need to sustain this property tax relief. The new money is the additional property tax relief that we are giving people. You know, in 2009, the property tax was relief from the state was $295 million. In the 11th session was $350 million, and then 2013 it was $850 million. So as I said earlier, if the state were to back out of property tax game today, you would see a jump of 40% in your property taxes. And I think that's kind of where he's coming from.
He says, if we look back 4 years to when the legislature started paying 75 mils as increased school funding, that was a direct property tax savings. Other units of local government did not raise their levies to use up those 75 mils. In Fargo, for instance, the total 2012 mil levy was 73.37 mils, lower in 2012 than it was in 2008. In West Fargo, despite a large bonding measure passed by the school district voters, the 2012 mil levy was 50.86, less than 2008. Throughout the county, we saw similar results. The savings were still there, except in areas where the local voters had increased funding for schools or building projects. He's saying that, hey, good job, legislature, for returning dollars to taxpayers. You're challenging local governments to do their part in holding down property taxes, and we are. Do you agree with that statement?
I do, for the most part. I do think there are some counties, and there may be some counties and instances where the spending is kind of going off the charts. Now, out west, I think it's a totally different animal. You have a lot of growth going on out there, and they have a lot of different challenges going on out there. But also, just so that they know, that you know, the state of North Dakota has pumped in almost $3 billion to that area out there. I mean, the oil patch is getting another 140% more in gas and taxes out there. It's another $314 million more to the counties, another $198 million more to the cities, $40 million more to the districts, and $31 million more to townships over and above their property taxes. So the state has stepped up and tried to help not only with the property tax relief program that we have, but also in funneling more money through different programs out to those to the oil patch and also to the rest of the part of North Dakota. We've increased the transportation funding to help reduce taxes to a tune of $2.3 billion. $617 million of that is used to repair and rebuild county and township roads. So I think the state has done its job in several different ways.
By the way, I bet you're both going to agree on this last point. That is, if you're concerned about local government budgets, get involved. He said this is the time of year when local governments are reviewing budget requests. Attend the meetings. They're open to the public. I mean, everybody's concerned about the property tax bill, but there seems to be, you know, not the level of participation at that local level there should be.
I couldn't agree with him more on that point, Scott, and people should step up. You know, it's kind of funny. Nobody really pays much attention to the process until you get their property tax statement in December. And then it's like, hey, Mike, how come this is happening and that's happening? And they need to step up because right now, as I've said a couple of times here, we've done our job. It's at the local level. And with local control comes local responsibility. And the voters and the people in the community need to step up and question their leaders as to why they're spending the money the way they are. You know, Scott, they have an extremely tough job, the commissioners and school board members. And my heart goes out to those guys. But we can still keep an eye on them and make sure they're spending the money as wisely as they can.
Mike Nathy, with us, representative from Bismarck. More of our conversation with him, plus the North Dakota Ag Minute on why farmers do what they do. And we continue on What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken, who's in Denver today. I'm Scott Hill.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3 year bumper to bumper warranty, and 5 year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at SchwannCadillac.com. We are professional grade.
When Nesson Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-vent geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nesson of Nesson Consulting Services. What advice would you have for folks doing business here in the Bakken?
First off, learn about it. You know, if somebody is interested in getting involved in this in any way, shape, or form, there's so much support. You don't have to work on a drilling rig to be part of the oil field. You know, all the support services we were talking about, whether it's the homes, the building, the construction, road construction, all these different services, there's just so much here. Educate yourself. Do your research and know your homework. North Dakota is an absolutely beautiful place to live. Tioga is the oil capital of North Dakota. Absolutely a great town. But my advice would be to learn about it and look at your opportunities. There's a multitude of things that people could be doing to support this industry.
Nesson Consulting Service. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to NessetConsulting.com or find the link at PocketBeacon.com.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
It's time for another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Dawn from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions. Dawn, why do planes fly so low over fields in the summer?
We call it crop dusting. And what those trained pilots are doing is spraying crop protectants on the fields to keep the bugs and weeds from wrecking the crop. It helps farmers maintain the quality of their crops, too. If you have a garden, you know how bad the weeds and bugs can get. Well, crops compete with more than 30,000 species of weeds and 10,000 species of plant-eating insects. Without crop protectants, it's estimated that up to 40% of crops worldwide would be lost. Crop protectants are another way farmers help produce food and fiber for all of us.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
And the North Dakota Farm Bureau, one of our sponsors here on What's On Your Mind. You know, when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, said, you know what, we got to do something about this. So Farm Bureau stood up for the state's farmers and ranchers, initiated a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And that measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. We continue our conversation now with Representative Mike Nathy of Bismarck, chair of the House Education Committee. We're talking a little bit about his recent letter to the editor, and just a reminder that, hey, here's what the state did on property taxes. Now this is up to the townships. It's up to the counties. It's up to the cities. It's up to the, park districts to go about this. And we touched on this, Mike, but maybe you want to just clarify for me this 40% figure you're using. What Mike Monpleasure was to the Cass County Auditor was saying is that when you use that number, people call and say, hey, where's our 40% off? They're expecting 40% off in that particular tax year. So explain why you use 40% and go back to 2008, if you will.
Yeah, the 40%, I brought that up because, again, the property tax relief program, for lack of a better term, we have to re-up it every biennium. So that means we have to appropriate more money to keep that program going. So that was the old money, more or less. Think about that. And then with this last session, we put new money on there to add additional property tax relief. So what we've done in the past is provide 15% property tax relief for the last two bienniums. We increased those dollar figures because of the evaluation increases. And then this session, we increased that 15% put another 25% of property tax relief on top of that. So that's how we got to the 40%. So when I put 40% in there, like I said earlier, if we were to back out, if we were to say we're done, the state is out of the property tax, we've had enough, it's not working, the property owners of North Dakota would see their property taxes jump by 40% the next day. And that's where we got the 40% from.
Got it. And, all right, again, this program started in 2008, so essentially that's the benchmark, I guess, right?
Yeah,
that's
we passed it in 2009 and used the 2008 as a baseline. To come up with that, correct. So,
what kind of reaction are you getting from your letter? What kind of
the reaction's been, especially from the public, has been fantastic. I'm not too surprised at the positive reaction. I'm surprised at the number of positive reactions I've gotten through my state email and compliments yesterday. We're just walking the street here in Bismarck. I have heard from some other county commissioners and other people, such as Mr. Monpleasure. I have not talked to him, but I saw his letter. And I have to be honest with you, I think my first instinct was, in regards to his letter and some of the comments I've heard from some of the local leaders, I think they're trying to give themselves some cover. I think Monpleasure wants to knock that 40% down and say, hey, if somebody doesn't get it, they want to lower expectations, I guess is what I'm saying. And so if their property tax relief isn't to a certain number, to kind of lower the expectations for the property tax owners in North Dakota. So it's been really interesting. I've had some pretty interesting conversations with some of the local leaders. And the letter has done what I wanted to do, kind of put them on notice. And I think the people in North Dakota need to put our local government leaders on notice. God knows they do that to the legislators year-round, and especially during the session. We're always put on notice. If they don't like what we're doing, they can make their decisions at the ballot box, and local government is no different.
And as far as putting anyone on notice, the bottom line from a legislative leader back to local leaders is watch the spending.
Watch the spending. Don't backfill the property tax relief that we've sent them. They have to manage this property tax relief. Quite honestly, as I said earlier, that the previous two bienniums, we'd send the property tax relief to local governments. And in my mind, we were basically crossing our fingers, hoping they would do the right thing. Now, these local governments have increased expenses to run their counties and cities and political subdivisions. I absolutely understand that. But to eat up all of the property tax relief, in my book, it's not a good thing, and it's not what it was meant to be. So, and I think you're going to see more light shined on the local governments as we go along. So, I've always felt they've got a little bit of a pass because it's easy for them on their level to say, well, it's those guys in Bismarck that are causing these things. We can't help this. We have to increase the spending. So,
Interesting. All right, appreciate the time today, Mike, and good to catch up. Thanks a bunch.
All right, thanks, Scott. Have a great day.
Mike Nathy, Republican from Bismarck, chair of the House Education Committee. Again, this half hour of the program brought to you by the Bakken Field Tour. They have another field tour going from Dickinson on Thursday, the last one August 21st in Williston. To sign up, 701-577-1100. Don't forget Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, Powers Lake, 2:30 to 4:30 with the education session, and 5 to 8 for the barbecue and live music tonight, and in partial on Thursday. With Steve Bakken and Scott Inman saying, God bless, so long. See you tomorrow right here.
Looking for a new RV? Just follow the happy camper to Corral Sales in South Mandan. Inside the area's largest RV showroom, you'll find a huge selection of brand name quality fifth wheels, travel trailers, and pickup toppers at prices that can't be beat. Have a camper to trade? No problem. Corral Sales needs your used RV. RV sales, service, and parts are their specialty. Corral Sales, 6th Avenue Southeast in Mandan. Corral Sales.
Quality grains grown in America's heartland deserve to be stored in quality bins built in America's heartland. Manufactured in Richardton, North Dakota, Amber Waves is your local hopper bin company. These quality bins can store a wide variety of products, including cow cake, dry fertilizer, and frac sand. We provide on-time delivery to your site. Call today and see what an Amber Waves bin can do for you. 866-859-2193. Or see them on the web, amberwavesinc.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid meteor shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.